So we'll start at the bottom of Chaf Aleph Amud Bet by the two dots. So, Amar Lo Rabbi Akiva, Eichem Matzino. Have we ever found, again, this question, have we ever found a case where you have a chila, which is a kol shehu, that can create such a chiyuf? So Gemara says, below, is that really true, that a chila kol shehu is not chayav in kol haTorah kula? Anytime we deal with a chila in the Torah, we're always dealing with a kezayit? There's nothing of a shear that's below a kezayit? Below, v'hare nimala? If a person eats a nimala, he's chayav, even though it's less than a kezayit. He's chayav for violating, right, the isur of by Baal Tishaktsu and the isur of Sheretz al-Aretz, and that's a nimala, even less than a kezayit. How come? So when it says, what are you talking about? Nimala is birya shiny. When you're talking about a whole entity, that whole entity is chashuv in of itself. It's a chashuv enough that you don't require a kezayit. You require kezayit because that's considered achila, that's substantial achila. But by a nimala, where the birya itself creates the chashivut, you don't need the kezayit. The birya itself is what creates the chashivut. So that's a unique circumstance where you'll need less than a kezayit because the item itself is chashuv. So Mar says, Vahari Hekdesh. What about Hekdesh? Hekdesh is also something where we don't have a requirement of kezayit. When you're nenemi Hekdesh, we don't require you to have a kezayit. All we require is a shavet pruta. Where it says, well, guess what? Abin on shavet pruta, there's still some sort of minimum. Man, you may be right that the kezayit is not the minimum that we use by Hekdesh. But nevertheless, there is a minimum called shavet pruta. And over here, Rabbi Kiva's suggestion in the Mishnah is that a kol shehu will work by shvua. And that's less than a shavet pruta. That means any amount. So we don't find a parallel case like this. Where it says, vahari mifaresh. What happens if he's explicit? Even the Chachamim agree that if he explicitly says in his Shvua that he means everything, that even if a koshu is what he meant by achila, that is included under his Isur, under the Shvua that he took. So where it says, Mifaresh nami kibirya dami. When one is explicit in their Shvua to include items that are less than a kezayit, then that's the equivalent of a birya. What was special about birya? That it's chashuv. It has a certain amount of chashivut, a substance to it, because of its uniqueness as a creation. So same thing is true when it comes to mifaresh. When you explicitly state that you are considering an achila less than a kezayit to be a problem, then what are you saying? You're saying that to me, achila less than a kezayit is chashuf. You're making that. You're creating an achshave to that achila, just like Biberia creates that chashivut. So mifaresh is not a good example, because mifaresh is an explicit indication by the individual that there's chashivut to the achila less than a kezayit. We're talking about here is a case of stam. By stam, we don't know that he's been machshiv achila less than a kezayit. We just know that achila means a kezayit. So Mar says, oh wait, what about afar? Hare afar. Afar, where you have dirt. Say a person takes a shvua, he will not eat, and then he goes in and eats dirt. Does that violate his shvua or not violate his shvua? So Mar says, what about afar? Mar says, elo. Well, so Gemara is going to say, what's your answer? Your answer is that by afar you also need a kezayit. If you need a kezayit, then elatif shot to buy Rava. Then this should be able to answer the question that Rava had. Rava has a question, which we're going to see later today again, which is shvua shlo uchel. Person takes a shvua not to eat, right? Ve'achal afar. And then he eats dirt. Bekama. How much does he have to eat in order to be chayav for the shvua? So Rava there has a suffix. Now, if we don't have a proof from afar that there is such a concept as an achila less than a kezayit, that tells me the answer is afar must be a kezayit. The minimum must be a kezayit. Otherwise, Rabbi Akiva could have responded to the Chachamim and say, I have an example for you. You know what my example is? Afar. Afar is an example where you eat less than a kezayit and you start chayav. So we do have a precedent for that. So it says tivshot. So adika kezayit. Must be that it would be a kezayit. Ki kamrinon. Mar says, no. You can't bring a proof from here about the afar, and the afar itself wouldn't be a proof. Why? Ki kamrinan b'midei debar achila. We're only speaking about things that are edible, kamrinan. When we're talking about things that are edible, then the minimum or the standard is kezayit. That's what the Torah lays out. The Torah talks about edible items. In edible items, then the kezayit is the shiur of achila. That's what gets called an achila chashuva. And that's what the Torah requires. When it comes to inedible items, the Torah really doesn't address that. And if you don't address it, then you can't say that even if the minimum is less than a kezayit, it's not comparable to any case that Rabbi Akiva is speaking about. Rabbi Akiva is saying about a shvua, about edible items, and then he says that it's less than a kezayit. Just because inedible items are considered to be less than a kezayit, there's no raya, it doesn't tell us anything about edible items, because the Torah doesn't address that situation. Then Gemara says, all right, what about konamot? Hare konamot. By konamot, we say that even a koshu is considered, or truthfully, it's really more like hekdesh, And konamot have a din like hekdesh, and therefore there is no minimum of a kazayit that's required by konamot. Where it says konamot nami kmefarish domi, konamot have a different status, because if you say konam kikar zu alai, that or that kikar zu alai batzmot bechoshu, why? Because it's kmefarish domi, because he doesn't mention the term achila. I mean that he doesn't mention the term achila because it says konam. He's using the term konam kikar zu alai. So the lack of the term achila opens us up to a situation where achila will not be the guiding principle of what the minimum amount is. So since you use konam, a term in neder of korban, that relates to making something hekdesh or kadosh or asur, but he didn't use the terminology of ochel or achila, therefore we don't know, maybe it's not governed by the rules of achila that are subject to the rest of Torah kula, because here he says konam, and therefore it's like kimafaresh dami. When you use the konam to be the methodology for creating the isur, konam already is an indication that you want to asur a koshu, because you don't use the term achila. Use the term konam instead of achila, and that's an indication that you are being mefaresh. So that's the Gemara's answer, that konam is also not a proof, because konam is the equivalent of being mefaresh. And over here, we're talking about a case of stam. So we have no evidence. By a case of stam, we have no other precedent or other parallel situation in which someone has an isur, and that isur is governed by something less than a kazayit. Again, there are exceptional cases, but they can't guide us in our case, which is a normal case of achila in a Torah. So now, Amar Lahen, so Rabbi Akiva's response to the Chachamim is, Eichan matzinu medaber mevi karban, shezeh mevi mevi karban. This case is also unique in another circumstance. You are saying that it's unique in the sense that I'm saying that the shear here is a koshu versus a kazayit. It's also unique in another aspect of it. The other aspect of it being unique is that it's here, someone speaks, and they generate a new Isur min haTorah. They generate something that never existed before, and then they have to bring a korban for that. That doesn't exist anywhere in the Torah, where you can just speak and end up having to be chayav a korban. When it says zevelo, is that not true? Wait, v'harei migadef. Someone who is mivarechet Hashem, right over there, he's midaber, right? And he's able to bring a korban. If he does it bishogeg, he's chayav a chatat kavua, he brings a korban. So here I have an instance where someone speaks, and they're mechayev themselves a korban. Where it says, wait a minute, you're talking about a different situation. Over there, it's midaber ve'oser kamrinan. When we're talking about nidarim and shvuot, we're talking about where someone speaks, creates a new isur, is mechadesh an isur, and then after they violate that isur, then they're going to bring a korban. Over here, by the case of migadef, he's a midaber ve'chotehu. He's speaking itself is the isur. That's the violation of the lav min haTorah. That's not a comparable case. In that case, as soon as he speaks, he's violated the isur of migadef, and that's why he brings a korban. Over here, what's unique about Shavuah is that he is speaking, and that creates a new isur. And there's nothing wrong with that. Only after he violates a new isur does he bring a korban. Those aren't comparable cases. Where it says, wait, Bahari Nazir. Hey, what about a Nazir? A Nazir is a case where he speaks, he creates a Nizirut, and then only at the end of his Nizirut, or if he has a problem with the Nizirut, does he bring a Korban. So here we have an instance of speech that creates a situation which later could lead to a Korban. So that should be a comparable case. Where it says, Mevi Karbano al Diburo Kamrinan. We're talking about a case where his speech itself is what generates the Chiyuva Korban. Over here, by Neder or Shvuah, he says a specific statement. If he violates that statement, that's what is Mechayev the Karban. That's not true by Nazir. Nazir, there's a chiyuv of Nazirut that's created by his Dibur. A pol yotzei from that, a derivative of that is that he has to bring a Karban. Why? Why does a Nazir bring a Karban at the end of his, right, at the end of his Nazirut? And we saw this earlier in Masechta as well, that the Korbanot here are not Korbanot Chatat in the sense that he's being Mechaper on something. We have Rabbi Lazar Kapar who does say that, but the general view of what the Korbanot and Nazir are would be matirim, to allow him now to cut his hair, to drink wine, to be matameh lemetim. These are matirim, the Korbanot. They're not a result of his neder. They're a pol yotzei of his wanting now to go back, or his ability to go back to doing what he did before, which is not continuing the neder nizirut. If he doesn't bring the Korbanot, he can't drink wine, he can't cut his hair, he can't be matameh lemetim. So these Korbanot are not, again, because of the violation of the Isur Nazir. They're just a derivative of Nazir, which allows him then to terminate the Nizirut. Right, so there, a Nazir Shenitma, right, does bring a Korban, But that might not be, again, that might not be, and this is what the Gemara said earlier, that may not be because he violated the Isur Nazir. What does the Korban allow him to do? It allows him to restart the Neder Nizirut B'Tahara. That's what the Gemara said before. The Gemara earlier on said that the Korbanot of a Nazir Tameh are simply to allow him to restart the count of Tahara, not as a Kapara for a violation of the Nizirut. I'm sorry? You're making an assumption that there's an Aveira here, that the Aveira is what caused it. The Aveira has to do with it, why his Nizirut fell apart. Now he wants to start a new Nizirut, there's a requirement to bring a Korban. So the Aveira or the Chet, and it may not even be a Chet, it could be Bepeta Pitom, it could happen surprising. It doesn't have to be that he's Betame Lemetim. If he happens to be in a house and someone's Niftar, he also loses his Nizirut. That doesn't mean he did something wrong necessarily. There isn't necessarily a Chet that's associated over here. Again, there is Rabbi Elazar Kapar, but the Gemara is going with the more mainstream view that this is not a view of Chet here. The Nazir is not a Chote. He brings, or what Korbanot is he bringing? He brings an Olah Chatat and Hashem. He brings three to Korbanot over there. Your question's about the Chatat. The question about the Chatat, which was a general discussion before. Rabbi Elazar Kapar brings the Chatat is because he was a Choteh. Chachamim say no, that we see in other places that a Chatat is brought, even though it's not the word Chatat, and we saw this, Tosfos mentioned this earlier, the word Chatat does not mean necessarily that to be Mechaper for a Chet. As Tosfos on Daf Chedemun Aleph by Rabbi Elazar Kapar says, but the Rabbanon, even if the Nazir is Mitameh himself b'meizid, the Korban doesn't come on a Chet. How do I know that? Because if he becomes Tameh be'ones, la'am choteh havi, he's not a choteh, and you still bring the Korban. So then what is me'asher chata la'nefesh? Then what's this term chata or chet that's used here? That's a lashon chisaron, a deficit of some sort. The chatat here is coming to fill a deficit, to make up for a problem that happened. Over here, he lost his nizirut. So the asher chata la'nefesh is not that he did a chet, he did some sort of sin, but rather the chatat or the choteh that is mentioned here is that there's a chisaron. He lost his count of the nazir. So that's what it means, asher chata la'nefesh. He lost the count of his nazir because of this tumat nefesh. And there he brings a chatat to restart. So here the chatat is not a chatat of kapara, but rather a chatat of machshir, matir, allowing one to re-begin or restart the process of counting the nizirut. It doesn't necessarily have to be a response to a chet. Right now, v'hari hekdesh. Another example of this is hekdesh. Hekdesh is a case where if a person takes says with his own words, he says, this is hekdesh. Then if he goes in as neneh from this, he has to bring a korban mi'ilah on this item. So there it's through his dibur, he creates an isur that generates a korban. So where it says, oser le'atzmo kamrinon, neder and shvuah are unique. How are they unique? Because here a person can create a isur for himself only. He's able to narrow the isur down to himself. But v'hai usir al kol olam kulohu. By hekdesh, that's not the way it works. Hekdesh, you generate a new isur, but that's asur le'olam kulo. You generate an isur which applies to everyone. It's not limited to yourself. It's not something where you create an own, your personal isur that you're going to bring a korban for. It's something where you make it asur to everyone in the world. And anyone in the world who got hanoah from would have to bring a korban on this instance. So that's not a comparable or parallel case. Where it says, v'harei konamot. What about konamot? Now again, konamot are going to come up a number of times in the daf. If you remember from the Gemara Nidarim, Gemara Nidarim and Daf Lamed Hey speaks about konamot. There the Gemara asks the question. It queries about konamot. Are konamot chayavim b'meila or enam chayavim b'meila? And that's because the Gemara is in a suffix. The word konam is a replacement, right? Is a way to have a slang for korban. So the terminology that you're really using over here is korban. Right, so use konam instead of karban, but konam is functioning like karban. So if, what do we say? When you use that term konam, do you simply make it asur? Or when you use the word konam, you mean to take even a step further. You're making konam just like hekdesh. You're making asur to yourself similar to hekdesh, and it's functioning exactly like hekdesh. Well, if it functions exactly like hekdesh, that means that you would also be over mi'ilah by konamot. So the Gemara says, well, I have konamot here. Konamot osur, even a kol shehu, and you bring a korban for those if you violate it. Because you're going to bring a korban mi'ila. So Gemara's answer is no problem. Kasavar ein mi'ila b'konamot. Right? They hold that there's a Rabbi Kiva, and they hachamim hold there's no mi'ila b'konamot. If there's no mi'ila b'konamot, then you don't have a proof. Because the only way you'd have a korban that comes out of konamot is if you believe you're in violation of mi'ila. If not, then konamot are regular neder, regular shvua, and then we're back to our case over here. That's in a case exactly what we're speaking about over here. So that's not unique or different. It doesn't bring a different korban. That is just bringing the same korban, olev yorei, that's associated with shvuat habitui. And that's not a proof, because that is the same, that's the exact same case. So that's the Gemara finds no, again, the Gemara did two things. They found no parallel case where you have less than a shi'ur, that is mechayev an individual, and they found no parallel case where you have a dibur that generates a isur that can end up in a korban if you violate that isur, a personal isur like that. So Gemara rejects, has no comparable cases, and that's the response of Rabbi Akiva to the Chachamim. So Amar Rava. Rava says about Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, machloket bistam. Their machloket is only where there was no explicit statement about what the shiur is. Aval b'mifaresh, if he explicitly states that he wants the isur to apply even less than a kazayit, divrei hakol b'koshu, then everybody agrees that that standard, he can set the minimum that he wants. He can set the chashivut that he wants in the isur. My taima, where it says, mifaresh, nami kibir yadami. That's what we saw before. The mifaresh is all about chashivut. If you're machshiv and achil of less than a kazayit, then that's also part of the isur. And by saying or by stipulating in your shvua that you want to be included less than a kazayit, that means that you think achilo is less than a kazayit. If you do that, that's like a birya, something that's a full-fledged birya. Also, is something that's chashuv, and therefore it's included in your neder or your shvua. V'amarovo, machloket b'shelo achal. The machloket only revolves around when he says, I will not eat. Then if he eats, we have a standard min haTorah of what eating is considered. Achila min haTorah is a kazayit. That's the standard the Chachamim using. Aval b'shelo et om. If a person uses the terminology, I will not taste, then divrei hakol b'kol shehu. Everybody agrees that ti'ima is different than achila. Achila is something that is defined in the Torah, and that's called a kazayit. Ti'ima, then we are now using lashon b'nei adam. Now I know chanami, but lashon b'nei adam, ti'ima also can mean achila. But ti'ima, the mere fact that he used ti'ima instead of achila already indicates that he doesn't want to use the term achila. And that means, ti'ima means even the smallest amount, even the, right, midei, ti'im, lit'om midei. If you just taste something, that is under the consideration or under the term lit'om. It says pshita. Where it says, what's the chiddush over here? Of course, that's exactly what we still use the word. If you want to eat something versus taste something, right? Taste means anything, any amount, a simple amount. So that's, of course, that's the case. So where it says, ma'udu teima litom nami k'damrei inche. Litom is it's not today the vernacular, but in their day, the vernacular of litom meant to eat. Litom means let's eat. So if they use that, the colloquial term to litom was to mean achila, was equivalent to eating, then maybe we should think the same thing. The Gemara says, Kamash Malan, that's not that way. The fact that he changed from achila to ti'ima, even though ti'ima is used in some places to mean achila as well, it's still different than, it's not exactly synonymous with achila. If it was synonymous with achila, he could have used the term achila. The fact that he didn't indicates that ti'ima is something different. All right, so now the Gemara says, Kamash Malan, Omer Rav Papa. Now Rav Papa also says, Machloket Bishvuot. The machloket here between Rabbi Kiva and Chachamim relates to taking shvuot. Aval bekonamot divrei hakol b'kol shehu. Shvuot are the things. Shvuot are using or functioning with the term achila. So since they're functioning with the term achila, their minimum is going to be a kazayit. Konamot, as we said before, do not use the term achila. They say konam kikar zualai. So if they eliminate, they don't use the term achila, then they're going to be considered even by a koshu. Why? Again, since the term achila is absent from his shvuah at this point in time, or from the neder that he takes through konamot, that's an indication that he meant to say less than a kazayit. It's as if he explicitly stated, I consider anything less than a kazayit to be chashuv. Where it says, meitave, this is a challenge to Rava's position here, that when we use the term konamot, it means even a koshu, even according to the chachamim. Shnei konamot mitstarfim. Shtei shvuot ein mitstarfim. If you take two konamot, two nidarim of konam, they are mitstarif. Two, right, shvuot that you take, they're not mitstarif. Rabbi Meir omer konamot kishvuot. Konamot are exactly like shvuot. Now, it's clear what the question is. Anytime you open up the word mitstarif, mitstarif means that you're trying to get to a certain minimum. So if you say that shtei konamot are mitzarfim, that means that you think there's some sort of minimum that you're trying to reach. If Rapapa believes that everybody thinks konamot is a minimum of a koshuhu, then what's the mitzarif here? What do you have to be mitzarif? What do you have to reach? What level are you trying to reach? So Gemara says, V'isa kodat chayv b'koshu, lami li tzareif. So Gemara says, the Omar, so what's the case here? The Omar, achilo mizu alai konam, achilo mizu alai konam. So over here, he makes a statement that includes the term achila. So since he used the term achila, so maybe that also, that gives some sort of minimum shiur. So now he says, achilo mizu alai konam, eating from this, to me, is like a korban. And he repeats it again. He takes sense it again. When it says, Yehochi amai mitztarfot. Wait a minute. Why over here would you be mitztareif? Sof sof. Zilahocha leka shiura. Zilahocha leka leshiura. You made two independent statements. Each one of them stands by itself. So why should you be mitztareif, the two statements? That's taking two shvuot, or that's two isurim. When you have two shvuot or two isurim, why should you be mitztareif them? What's the havamina to be mitztareif over here? So he says, the amar. No, he says like this. The formulation, the Gemara is trying to work around this formulation to try to understand what exactly it is that he's saying here, that we want it to be mitzrayim. So he says, Damir, Damar, achila mishtehem alai konam. Achila for both of these items is asur to me, like a korban. So now the Gemara says, okay, so you figured out in konam, good. You came up with the place in konam that can explain this. What does that mean? That you can explain how I can have two different manifestations or two different cheftza. You have a chefza here, a chefza of bread here, a chefza of bread there, and two of them together are going to add up to the shvuah, because it's a single shvuah. It says, shnehem alai konam. So when it says, the kavata gabe shvuot, what's the equivalent by shvuot that you say doesn't work? Damar shvuah shlo achel mishtehem. If you say shvuah shlo achel mishtehem, it's also one shvuah. Amaye mitztarfim, then why isn't it mitztaref? Great, you came up with the situation by konamot, but that's not different than shvuot. If you went to shvuot, you'd have the same conclusion. Shavaram pinchos, shiny shvuot. Shvot are different. Mitoch shechalukot lechataot ein mitztarfot. Since there are chalukot to chataot, since there is a differentiation between them when it comes to chataot, they are not mitztaref. What does that mean? Normally, if I forget once and I eat multiple pieces of chalev, I'm only going to bring one korban for violating the isur of chalev. But if I take multiple shvuot and then I forget about these shvuot, right, and then I eat these kikarot, I'm going to bring a chatat for each one of them. Even though there's only one forgetting, and it all happened in the same forgetting, nevertheless, I bring multiple karbanot for those shvuot. So what does that show me? That shows me that there is some sort of separation or division in shvuot, that they cannot be brought together, they cannot be viewed as a single entity. That is not true by konamot. Konamot, even though they're separate statements, they can be viewed together, joined together to be a single isur, just like by chalev. By chalev, if I violate chalev, I eat two pieces of chatzik zayit, they can be mitztareif, behelam echad. If I have a chatzik zayit of this, chatzik zayit, behelam echad, I can be mitztareif them. So too by konamot. Konamot that functions the same way, saying that it'll be like a korban. So too over there, by konamot, I can bring together two pieces. Rashi says that if I say, for instance, shvash lo ochal, shochal pat chitim, pat sorim, pat kusmim, vachal, if he eats them, chayav al kol achat vachat, he's chayav on each one individually. So we say, because Bayam Isham Lachat Meila, the Chaivol Kachat Bachat is Chayav on each one individually. V'chi Amar Nami Mizu, Mizu, Mizu. And if he says also, Shvuah, I won't eat from this, from this, from this, and from this, each one of them breaks down to be a separate Shvuah. So therefore, Shtei Shvuot Chashivi. Hi Chilka, Ki Acho Mizu, Chatzi Shur, V'chatzi Shur Mizu, Ein Mitztarfot. You can't bring them together. Aval konamot ein chalukot hashamot. They don't have a separation hashamot. The man d'amar yesh mi'ilah b'konamot. According to one who says there is such a concept as a mi'ilah b'konamot, you bring a korban for violating a konam. That's not true. If you get hanoah, and then you get another hanoah afterwards, and you get hanoah again, that's not considered to be three separate violations of the isur. That's considered to be simply one violation, one helam, and you're being nenem mi'hektesh, or nenem mi'konam. And that's going to land you with one hasham, and that's it, not multiple hashamot. So the same is true by malkot. You're not going to get multiple malkot if you give one hatra'ah. If you give one warning for not doing something, don't do this. For instance, a nazir, don't drink wine. You warn him once, and then he drinks wine multiple times, he only gets one set of malkot. You will only give him multiple malkot if you keep warning him and giving him separate hatra'ot, so that he's remembering in between. That's causing a remembrance between each of the violations. So you see that throughout Torah Kula, there's a basic principle that if one forgets and violates an isur with multiple, whether it's multiple items, or violates an isur with chatzi shiurim, they all add together and they can become a shiur, a whole shiur. And they only bring one korban and it's only one violation. That's not true by shvuot. By shvuot, each statement that he makes ends up with a separate korban. it lands him with a separate korban. If he says mizu, 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 I take a shvua, then each one of them is going to land him with a separate korban when he eats a shiur. If that's the case, we see from that, or we learn from that, that they are separate entities and they cannot be mitzaref. They cannot be brought together to create a single violation of the shvua. So that's Rabbi Pinchas' chiddush here, that shvuot are a unique case and that they can't be mitzaref. Gemara says, Yehochi, if that's the case, well, Rav Pinchas, we like your explanation, and we understand now what the difference between Konamot and Shavuot is. The only problem is, what's the next statement in that Braisa? Next statement in the Braisa is, Rabbi Meir Omer, Konamot kishvuot. Konamot are just like Shavuot. Wait a minute, Rav Pinchas just said Shavuot has a unique side to it about Korbanot. Well, if it has a unique side about Korbanot, that means Konamot cannot be like Shavuot, because they can never replicate what Shavuot are. So Yochi, the Gemara says, "Remei Omer Konamot Kshvot Bishlamo Shvot Hovi Chalukot Chataot." Since they have a separate din when it comes to Chataot, right? Then I can understand why they're not mitzaref. Elo Konamot Amai Lo. What's the? Why could you ever? By Konamot, there's no separate korban. So what would compel you to say that they can't be mitzaref over here? Where does Rabbi Pinchas's din show up in Konamot? You can't have it that way. So Gemara says, "Ipoch Rabbi Meir." Flip Rabbi Meir's position and say, Rabbi Meir Omer, Shvot ki Konamot, the other way around. Rabbi Meir believes Shvot are just like Konamot, that there is no Zef, they are Mitztaref, V'leilid Rabbi Pinchas, and he doesn't hold of this idea of Rabbi Pinchas. Just because that they end up in separate Korbanot doesn't make them into separate Shvot, that they can't be Mitztaref for Shiur. There are two different dinim, one's a din in Korbanot, and one's a din in Shiur, and they don't have to be the same din. I don't agree with Rabbi Pinchas. But Rabbi Meir says Shvot are like Konamot, which means that they both will be able to be mitzaref. That's the solution to the answer to Rabbi Meir. Ravina Amar, Ravina offers another interpretation, another answer. Ki kamar Rav Papa l'inyan malkot. Ki tanyo l'hahi l'inyan korban. De b'inan shove pruta. So what the whole problem that arose here was because we have a statement by Rav Papa that everybody agrees by Konamot that it's a koshul. Then we bring a braita which suggests, we have a braita that suggests that Konamot are mitztaref to come to a full shiur. Okay, well, that's a stira to Rav Papa. So how do we deal with that? We created the case by Konamot. No. Konamot are mitztaref, but they are mitztaref in this unique circumstance where he says, Konam, Shnehem, Alai, or he makes some sort of statement that joins them together. But when it comes to Shavuot, that's not the case, because Shavuot have that unique circumstance. So that's how we explained it. We say, yeah, en ochanami, Konamot are koshu. Right over here, it's a case where he stipulated in the Shavu'ah or in the Konam that they were to be together, and therefore, if they're together, that's why they could be mitzaref to create a shiur, because he used the term achila, which means that there's a minimum shiur, and he said shtehem keachat, so he brings them both together. So that's how we end up with the shiur in this case, but that's not the generic or the general situation by Konamot. So that's how we solve the problem. We said the Braita is talking about a unique case. And that's not applicable to Rav Papa's general statement that Konamot are a koshu. This is a unique case that doesn't apply to Rav Papa. So now the alternative that Ravina offers is that they're talking about different things. Rav Papa is talking about the chiyuv by Malkot, and the Braita is talking about a chiyuv by a korban. By the chiyuv of Malkot, that's where Rav Papa says that there is no minimum shiur, that everybody agrees a koshu by Malkot. Kitanyo, the Braita is talking about a case of korban. By korban, we need a minimum of shave pruta. Why do you need Shavu Pruta? Because a Konam has a din like Hekdesh, and when Manu's moiled by Hekdesh, what's the minimum of Me'ilah? The minimum of Me'ilah is a Shavu Pruta. So over here, when we're saying that the Konamot have to be Mitztaref to add up, they're being Mitztaref to add up to a Shavu Pruta in order to be Chayav a Korban Me'ilah over here. So the Braita is talking about a Korban Me'ilah. Korban Me'ilah does have a minimum, a requirement of Shavu Pruta. Rav Papa is speaking about Malkot. By Malkot, when a person is Nenemi Hekdesh, Malkot has no minimum. There, it's a koshu. Everybody agrees, Konam, koshu. So Gemara says, the Memre, the Savri Rabbonon, Yesh Mi'ilah by Konamot. Well, now you're going to have to conclude from this that the Rabbonon believe there is Mi'ilah by Konamot. Why? Otherwise, why are you talking about a Korban? If this Braisa is speaking about Korban, the only Korban you can bring back Konam is that Korban Mi'ilah. That means that you think that Konamot are Chayavot in Mi'ilah. Gemara says, Va'atanyo. We have a braisa in the Darim that explains that the Chamim don't agree with that. Kikar zu hekdesh. Person says kikar zu hekdesh v'achla. Benhu ben chavero ma'al. So then if he eats it, or his friend eats it, they are mo'el. They violate the neder. And there the fikach yesh lo pidyon. Therefore it can be redeemed. It can have a redemption. Kikar zu alai hekdesh. If he restricts the kikar simply to himself, makes it hekdesh to himself, hu ma'al. If he violates it and he eats the loaf of bread, if he eats this item, then he is Moel. But his friend is not Moel because he never restricted his friend. Lefikach en la pijon. Therefore, he has no redemption. This happens to be a question in the Gemara Nedarim. The Gemara has two questions. The first question is, by Konamot, is there a din of Me'ilah or is there no din of Me'ilah? Gemara says, if there is din of Me'ilah by Konamot, can you be redeemed them? If we're making them exactly like Hekdesh, that they have Me'ilah, can you just redeem them like you redeem Hekdesh? Is there Pijon or no Pijon? So the Gemara in the end differentiates between, depends what type of Me'ilah you create. If you create a Me'ilah that looks exactly like Hekdesh, which means it's Asur to everyone in the world, not just to you, then there is Pijon. Then you have ability to redeem this Isur. You can do a Pijon on the Isur. If you create a Konam that is not exactly like Hekdesh, which means that you limits the Isur to yourself and not to anyone else, then that Konam will not have a Pijon. But now, so far, what do we have? That's Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's the position of Rabbi Meir. But along comes the Chachamim Amrim. Benhu, Ben Chavero, Lomal. Lefishein Me'ilah Bekonamot. Very simple. The Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Meir's whole position. First of all, Rabbi Meir says there is Me'ilah Bekonamot. Number two, and there is even Pijon by Konamot, depending on which the situation is. Chachamim come and respond to him and say, there is no such thing as Me'ilah Bekonamot. It doesn't exist. And over here, guess what we have? We have a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. And you're now suggesting the position of the Chachamim is that there's Me'ilah b'konamot, and that's why we need to be mitzaref over here. That's why we need a tziruf by konamot to get to a korban, the minimum shear of a korban. So how could it be? How could you have it be that the Chachamim hold of Me'ilah when they don't hold the Me'ilah? Right? It says, no problem, ipuch. Flip their positions. Echad zeh v'echad zah, lo ma'al. Lefi she'en Me'ilah b'konamot, divrei Rabbi Meir. That's the position of Rabbi Meir. V'chamim armim, hu ma'al, v'chaver lo ma'al. And then the chamim have the position of Rabbi Meir. So basically, he flipped the position of Rabbi Meir and the chachamim. Now, the question is, what did he benefit from this? How did Ravina benefit from doing this? Because the other answer that we gave was also to flip it. I mean, that the way we answered the Braita before was just to flip the positions, right, of Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah Braita. We had to flip him from saying, instead of saying konamot kishvot, we have to say shvot kikonamot. Along comes Ravina says, don't flip that. Go ahead and flip the case in Nidarim, the Brice in Nidarim, the position of Chachamim and Rabbi Meir. So why is that flip better than the other flip? The answer is because the flip that we did before was also after we amended the Brisa. We amended the Brisa to say that it was a case of konam, achila, kikar, zu'alai. We had to amend the Lashona Brita, plus we had to do a flip. Over here, we don't have to mend the Lashon HaBraita, we just have to flip the positions. So it makes sense that a person would mix up Konamot and get the opinions wrong with Meir and the Chachamim. But the fact that someone mixes up Konamot, Shvuot, Shvukamot, that doesn't sound like something a person would mix up. Therefore, he's more comfortable flipping the positions, which is something that you could fathom being a mix-up in the Braita, rather than flipping, having to change the whole Lashon HaBraita and flip the position of Rabbi Meir. That was too much already. He thinks that's not a reasonable assumption. So now once the Gemara says flips it, wait a minute. Now you run into a problem with Rabbi Meir's position. Why? Because now, Yochi Rabbi Meir Omer Konamot Kishvuot. Rabbi Meir says Konamot are exactly like Shvuot. Right. Ela Konamot it's Tufrufre Hu Dolo Mitzdarfe Ha Mi'ila Itbu. Wait, you mean Konamot are like Shvuot that they're not Mitzdaref. But Eno Chanami, they are Chayav and Mi'ila. Wait a minute, when did we just say Rabbi Meir ain't Me'ilah b'konamot? Right? Didn't Rabbi Meir just say there's no such thing as konamot? If you flipped his position, the position of the Chachamim, now you're saying that Rabbi Meir believes there's no Me'ilah b'konamot. So how good, if you're medayik out of our Mishnah that konamot kishvuot, that they're not mitzdareif, but enyo nochanami, they do have Me'ilah, then that doesn't reconcile with Rabbi Meir's opinion now. Where it says, the divrehem derabanan kamar lehu. No, he's speaking in the position of the Chachamim. Lididi ain't Me'ilah b'konamot klal. There's nothing to discuss over here. There's no Me'ilah b'konamot. Lididchu, according to you, Chachamim, odulu miyat, the konamot kishvuot. At least agree with me that konamot have a din like shvuot, that they should not be able to be mitzdareif. Rabbanan say no, shvuot ikad rapinchas, konamot like the rapinchas. No, there's a reason to differentiate between shvuot and konamot. You might think that shvuot and konamot have the exact same din. No. I have a way to separate between them, which is that din of Rav Pinchas. Rav Pinchas taught us that there's something unique about Shavuot that is mechalek. Since they're mechulak for the karbanot, they're also mechulak when it comes to tziruf. That's not true by konamot. By konamot, they don't have Rav Pinchas. You don't have chalukat karbanot. You don't have chalukat karbanot. We're also going to not say that there's a chiluk for the tziruf, and therefore they could be mitzdareif in this case. So that's the reconciliation between Rapapa's statement about everybody agrees that konamot are kosher and the bright that says that you need a minimum shiur. So again, the first answer was that we use a unique Lashon as a unique case, and therefore we required a minimum shiur. The suggestion of Ravina is no, that we're talking about different issues. One's talking about the Chiyuv Korban, that derives from a minimum shiur. It doesn't have to be a kazayit, it's a minimum shiur of Sheve Pruta. And then Rav Papa is disputing about Malkot. By Malkot, there's no minimum shiur. There's no minimum violation in order to get Malkot, and therefore it's Bekoshu. Right now, a new statement by Rava. Amar Rava, Ruash lo achal. Person says, I will not eat. V'achal afar. And then he eats dirt. So this is, again, we saw Rava just earlier. Patur. He doesn't have to bring. It's patur from a korban. So that's a definitive statement by Rava. Then by Rava. Shvosh lo achal afar bekamo. Right? So now a person says that he will not eat afar. How much? How much? What is the minimum shiur for eating afar? Kevin damar shlo achal. Since he used the terminology of achila, which you know the definition is da'ate aksayit. Right? They use the term achila, even though he's talking about something that is inedible. In this instance, achila uses the term achila. And since he uses the term achila, it means a minimum of kzayit. The other hand, Odilma, came into love, midei de achle in shehu b'choshu. Or maybe since it's an inedible item, if it's an inedible item, right, we say that there's a minimum, there's no minimum shiur. Because even if he uses the term achila, it's talking about eating something that's inedible. Inedible means koshu, because there's no such thing as achila. You can't define achila in something that's inedible. So the Gemara leaves this as a teiku. And that's why the Gemara before wanted to say in Rava, wait, why is it a teiku? Maybe we could answer it up, because the fact that Rabbi Akiva doesn't bring this as an example of koshu in our Mishnah is a good proof that what? That there is a minimum shiur. The Gemara answered up, no, you can't compare edible to inedible. Inedible might be its own category. Edible, that might relate to achila. Achila may not be applicable to inedible items. It might be applicable to edible items. So now the Gemara says, boy Rova. Now Rashi says, yeah. Why is that? Right. Because here he makes an explicit statement, shelo achal afar. He makes a specific statement, I will not eat afar. So true, when it's achila, right, then it's not included because afar is an inedible item. If he makes a specific shvua and he says shvua shlo achal afar, we know he's now made it into something that he is restricting. Over there, the Gemara, he wants to know what's the minimum shiur. If I say that afar is included under shvua shlo achal afar, what's the din over here? Okay, so now, boy Rova. Now Rova has another question. Shvua shlo achal chatzan bikamo. Person says that I will not eat chatzan, which are basically grape seed. They're the pits of the grape. Over there, bikamo, what's the minimum shiur? Kevan demit achila yedei tarovet. Since normally, how are grape seeds eaten? They're eaten by consuming the entire grape. Datei akzait. Then when he thinks about grape seeds, he means seeds and the grape together. Together means thinking about achila, a normal form of achila. Odilma came into lo beine achle le inche date amashu. Right, so or maybe because they're not there, meaning that nobody eats chatzan by itself. Nobody eats plain chatzan. Then the fact that he mentioned chatzan is already indicative that he's not talking about normal achila. Means that he's focused on a koshu. Rashi points out over here that this idea over here date amashu is an imtim salomar. That if before you say imtim salomar by afar, that the minimum is that it's a koshu, that's true of afar because it's an inedible item. Then we step up and say imtim salomar by afar, it's a mashu, what's the din by chatzan? Because by chatzan, there's a reason to have, you know, two tzadim. One tzad is that it's normally not eaten, then that it is eaten in other circumstances with grapes. So therefore, is it like afar, that's like koshu, because it's inedible, it's an item that's not normally consumed, or is it not like afar, it's more like achila, regular achila, because it's normally consumed with a grape? And if that's the case, then it's under the din, or under the category of edible or achila item. So that's the way Rashi learns it, that it's an imtim salomar. And then Akam comes by Ravashi. Ravashi takes the other side of this, and this is an imtim salomar. If he says, Ravashi, Nazir Shamar Shvash Lo Ochal Chatzan Bekama. A Nazir who says, I will not eat Chatzan Bekama. Now Ravashi is taking the other side of Rava. Rabbi Rashi says, imtim salomar, that when you eat afar, you still need a minimum requirement of a kazayit. That's by afar because there's nothing restricted. Until this point in time, he's not restricted from eating dirt. The fact that he makes a shvua means that he's talking about achila. So that's a kazayit. What happens for a nazir? Why? What's unique about a nazir? A nazir is only restricted in consuming chatzan because he's a nazir. So if he's already restricted in consuming chatzan because he's a nazir, now that he took a shvua, well, the shvua is not going to be meaningful unless he extends it to something that he's not already asurin. So that's the question of Ravashi. By Ravashi, Nazir Shamar Shvash Lo Chal Chatzan Bekama. Came into Kazayit Isura Doraitohu. Right? So since we know already Kazayit is Isura Doraita, Kiga Mishtaba, Ahed Tera Kamishtaba. He's taking a Shvua on the remainder, on what is Heter. What's Heter? Less than a Kazayit of Chatzan. Vedate Amashu. And therefore he's focused on the Mashu. O Dilma came into Amar Shlo Chal. Since he used the terminology of achila, da'atei akizayit. Achila, we know the definition in the Torah of achila is kizayit. So if he's focused on a kizayit, and then the shvua won't have any bearing, it won't have any meaning because he's already asur. So it won't have any additional bearing. So again, Rav Ashi's question is a derivative. Yeah. Okay, very excellent question, which is we're going to get to in a second, is the issue of chatzi shiur. Very good. So that's an excellent question. So let's just finish this up. So again, Rav Ashi, again, according to Rashi, is saying imtim salomar. Imtim salomar means that even if you want to say by afar, there's a minimum of a kzayit because it says achila in a context where kzayit won't be meaningful because he's already a sur in a kzayit like chatzan for a nazir, maybe that even though he uses the term achila, maybe it should be a koshu because then he's adding something. Otherwise, he's doing nothing. All right, so now Shaul asked a very important question. He says, wait a minute. Why are you so certain over here that less than a kezayit is not asur, is heter gomor? That's a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says chatzi shiur is asur min haTorah, and Reish Lakish says over here that chatzi shiur is muta, or is not asur min haTorah. So wait, if that's the case, is this statement being made over here, this question of Ashi, is only according to Reish Lakish, who says chatzi shiur is mutar? Is that true or not true? Tosafot over here says no. He says no. Even according to Rabbi Yochanan, this Rav Ashi's question. Why? It's an unbelievable Tosfos. Afilu Rabbi Yochanan damar chatzi shiur asur min haTorah. This question of Rav Ashi is even applicable according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says chatzi shiur asur min haTorah. Why? So if you skip down about three lines, it says Kevin delek al isura ba'alma v'chashiv mushba v'omid mihar Sinai. It's an unbelievable statement of Tosfos. It differentiates between an isur gomer where you've come into the full shiur, and there you're asur min haTorah, and it's mushba. The Yitzhar of Chatzi Shur is not included under the category of Mushba V'Omid Mehar Sinai. So even though it's Asur Min HaTorah, it's not considered Mushba V'Omid Mehar Sinai, that you can't place another Shvu on it. How do you explain this? So that you have to explain. There's a basic Chakira in Chatzi Shur. When we say Chatzi Shur is Asur Min HaTorah, what does it mean that Chatzi Shur is Asur Min HaTorah? Is the problem with Chatzi Shur is not because it inherently is Asur Min HaTorah, but because it's Chazei Litzterufe. It has the ability to be Mitztaref and reach a full Shiur. So the Isser Min HaTorah is to consume something that could lead to an Isser Min HaTorah, that could lead to a Tziruf that leads to a full-fledged Kazayit or a full-fledged Shiur. Or you could believe when it says Isser Min HaTorah, Chatzi Shiur Min HaTorah, means that the Cheftza itself has an Isser associated with it. What do you see from Tosafot over here? Again, you could have explained that the Gemara here is all according to Reish Lakish, and that would be fine, and just say it's only according to one who says Chatzi Shiur Eino Asur Min HaTorah. That's the whole statement over here. The fact that Tosafot goes and says no, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, what do you see from him? He believes even though Chatzi Shiur is Asur Min HaTorah, but the Isser HaTorah doesn't make the Cheftza as an Isser. It's not a Cheftza of Isser. It's a problem of Chazilit Strufe. The Isser Min HaTorah is to consume something that could end up in being a full-fledged Shiur. But the item itself is not Isur. And therefore, when you take a Shvu on it, you're not Mushba V'Omid Mehar Sinai on it. So you can have an Isur Doraisa that's not Mushba V'Omid Mehar Sinai. And that's explanation of Tosafot. Again, the other Rishonim who could just say that the Sugi here is going according to Reish Lakish, they'll believe no. The din of Chatzi Shiur Asur Min HaTorah means literally that you have a Cheftza of Isur. If you have a Cheftza of Isur, then you are Mushba V'Omid Mehar Sinai. Right, so that's to address your question, which is, again, we're going to deal with it in a second. Right now, the Gemara is going to say, okay, you want to? I have an answer for you. Tashma. Shvua shlo ochal, v'achal nevelot, trefot, shkatzim, v'romasim. Person says, I will not eat. And then he eats things that are asur min haTorah to consume. Chayav. Then he's chayav for violating a shvua. Reb Shimon puter. Reb Shimon says, no. V'abinun ba, my chayav. Why is he chayav on the shvua? Mushbav omeid mar sinayu. He's already mushbav. These things are all asur min haTorah. If you take a shvua that's to osir something that's already asur min haTorah, you haven't done anything. You already have a shvua from the Torah to keep what the Torah says. So now, what are you doing? You're adding a shvua, a shvua, a shvua, a shvua is not chal. So where it says, we had this earlier, we had this in the Gemara just a couple of days ago, which is Rav Ushmuel Rav Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that chatzi shiur is asur min haTorah. So the only case he can come up with where you're consuming items of isur that you'll be in violation of a shvua is that I took a shvua that I will not eat. When I take a shvua that I will not eat, that doesn't just mean things that are asur min haTorah, it also means things that are mutar. Won't eat bread, I won't eat wine. Those are things that are restricted in the Torah. So when I did that, I created an Isser Kolel or a Shvua Kolel. And Migo that it's Chal on the Devarim HaMutarim, it's also Chal on the Devarim HaSurim. So that's their answer over here. Their answer of why over here is he Chayab and Nevelo Trifoch Kotzim V'Ramasim is because he was dead a Shvua Kolel. Reish Lakish, what is Reish Lakish? Reish Lakish's opinion is that Chatzi Shiur is not asur min haTorah, and that's his understanding. Amar yata motzei libi mefaresh chatzi shur alibi derabbanon. According to Rabbanon, where he explicitly states that he wants to be oser a chatzi shur. Ibistam v'alibi derabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, who says when you take a stam shvuah, it means a koshu. So Rabbi Akiva amar adam moser tzmo b'koshu. So now what you have is something that is according to Reish Lakish, you're not mushbe b'omidim har Sinai because there's no isur of chatzi shur. So when I go ahead and take a shvuah, and I explicitly state, right, that it's going to be less than a shiur, or if I explicitly state, or according to Rabbi Akiva, where I say it's tam, that includes items that I would otherwise been mutar. Min haTorah, I'm only asur and consuming the velot, trefot, that are a kazayit and bigger. This shvuah now includes things that are less than a kazayit. So that's what's additive over here, and that's what you're chayav for. Ah, v'han the velot, de mushva v'omid mehar sinayhu. Dechi chartzan de gabi nazir damyo. The Gemara says, chatzan is inedible. So chatzan to a nazir is an inedible item that is asur to him because it reaches a point of kazayit. From a kazayit and onwards, asur to him. Less than a kazayit, we don't know. And we have also over here, nivelot. Nivelot min haTorah asurim, above a kazayit. Less than a kazayit. Again, we don't have any restriction min haTorah. And chatzan to a nazir is asur. Nivela to a regular person is also asur. B'taimo de parish. Reish Lakish says, only when the Chamim say, if you explicitly say that I'm oser a chatzi shiur, halo parish, if he does not specifically state that he's oser a chatzi shiur, date a kazayit, then he would be thinking about a kazayit. Shema mina, I have a great proof from here. Shema mina that what? Shema mina that when I have an item that I otherwise am restricted in already, and it's above a kazayit, if I use the term achila, I mean to say a kazayit again, and I'm not saying koshu unless I specify koshu. Because I can prove that to you. By the case of Nevelot, Trefot, Shkatzim, V'Ramasim, over there I'm already asur to in Min haTorah, in a Kazayit, and yet when I take a Shvuah, Reish Lakish's assumption is I'm taking a Shvuah for Kazayit, unless I specifically state otherwise. And so too over here by Chartzan, unless the Nazir stipulates that it's he's asking himself in less than a Kazayit, then he won't be asur. So my says, wait, I have a better thing now. Elatif Shabayi the Rova. Let's go back now and answer up the question of Rova. Shvuah Shalo Achal Afar. Person says, I will not eat afar. Bekamo. How much? Tifsho dadika kazayit. I could see him a kazayit. Now, this assumption of the Gemara is amazing. Da nevelo kafar damyo. Nevelo is just like afar. Nevelo is inedible. Afar is inedible. One is inedible because it's really inedible. One's inedible because it's an Isur min haTorah. This is an unbelievable havamina the Gemara has. That nevelo is classified as being inedible. However, you can compare the case of nevela to afar. And if by nevela, when I use the term achila, it means a minimum of kazayit, but afar it should be the same thing. V'taimed the porish, alo porish, ta'atei ha-kazayit. It says, lo, come on, you could differentiate. Afar lav bar achiluku klal. Afar is inedible to any human being. Nevela, bat achila. Nevela is consumable and edible. It's just v'ariya hu derivi aloi. He has a lion crouching over it. I mean, there's an isur d'oraita that's prevented you from eating it. Doesn't mean it's not an edible item. It's a food. It's something you can consume. Others would consume it who are not restricted by that isur. So that's an item of achila, and that's why it's governed by the achila or the din of kazayit. I can't prove anything from that to the din of, right, to the din of afar, which is completely inedible. So that's the Gemara leaves. Right now, up to the new Mishnah. Shvua, shelo achal. Person says, I will not eat. Ve'achal v'shata. And then he eats and drinks. Eno elo chayav el achat. He's only chayav one for one violation of the isur of not eating, even though he ate and drank. Now, but nevertheless, shvua shelo achal v'shelo eshteh. Specifically states, I will not eat and I will not drink. Ve'achal v'shata. Then he's chayav shtayim. Once for the achila, and once for the shtia. Shvua shelo achal. He says, Shvua, I will not eat. V'chal pat chitim, upat se'orim, upat kusmim. He eats, bread made out of wheat, then bread made out of barley, bread made out of spelt. So all of these, enu chayav l'achat. In that case, he's only chayav once. Shvua, shlo uchal pat chitim, upat se'orim, upat kusmim. He lays out each of the items. Then v'chal, chayav al kol achat v'achat. Then he's on chayav each one that he consumes. If he can do a shear of each one, he's going to be chayav for each one of them independently. Because he specified them in the Shvuah. So again, if he just gives a generic Shvuah, if he eats multiple items, he's only chayav once, because he only invited the one achila that he had stipulated. Over here, where he specifies each one, the Shvuah breaks. That's what we said before, this idea of Rav Pinchas. That if I say Shvuah, Shlochal Pat Chitim Pat Zerim Pat Kusmin, that generates three different Shvuot. And they're not mitzdareif, and they generate three different karbonot. Shuash lo ishte, says, I will not drink. Vishata mashkim harbe. And he drinks many different types of liquids, many types of beverages. Einu chayav elachat. He's only chayav once. Shuash lo ishte yayin b'shemim udvash. He enumerates the beverages that he will not consume. Vishata. And then he drinks them. Yayin, shemen, and dvash. Wine, oil, and honey. Chayav al kol achat v'achat. He's chayav on each one of them. Shvuah shelo achal, he says, I will not eat. V'achal ochlim she'enim ra'im le'achila, v'shata mashkim she'enim ra'im le'shtiyah. And he ate inedible items and drank, right, undrinkable items. Then he is patur. Shvuah shelo achal, he takes a shvuah that he will not eat. And that was Rava's statement before about afar. If he makes a shvuah about not eat and he eats afar, it's inedible, he's patur. Right, so now, what about if he takes the shvuah shelo achal, he says, I will not eat. V'achal nevelo trefot shkatzim v'remassim, chayav, that case he's chayav. Even though it's not achila, it's achila, it's a surah min haTorah, it's still achila, and he's in violation. By Rabbi Shimon over here, it's poter. Shimon's poter because Rabbi Shimon does not believe in Isur Kolel or Shvua Kolel. Just because migo that you're adding things of heter doesn't mean you add in the Isur again. That's why Rabbi Shimon is poter. So, Amar kunam ishti nenetli imachalti ayom. If he says, kunam, my wife is restricted to me, asur ba'anoa to me, if I ate today. And he actually ate non-kosher food that day. Hari ishto asura. His wife is now asura to him. Now, this is even the chiddush here. It's no chiddush. We know that already from the chachamim that they're considered achila. The chiddush of this part of the Mishnah is that's even according to Rabbi Shimon. Even according to Rabbi Shimon, who says that in general, nevelot do not qualify to be considered under the term of shuash lo ochal. They're not classified as achila there. That's not because they're not bar achila. That's because we don't have ability. They're mushbava omid mehar sinai. We don't have an ability to create a second shvuah on top of what you're already assuming in the Torah. But that the effect that they're bnei achila, Rabbi Shimon doesn't agree. He agrees that they're edible items and they're considered ochel. So over here, we're speaking in past tense, and he says, I ate something. That's considered eating. He ate. Even though he ate non-kosher items, those items are still achila. And even Rabbi Shimon will agree that they're classified as achila. Yeah? I'm sorry? Right, that's a good question. It's the Gemara in Brachos deals with it extensively. Whether what bracha do you make on drinking shemen? It could be that doesn't mean plain shemen. It means a beverage, consisting of shemen. Let's call it that way. Let's not say it's necessarily plain shemen. It's something that was a beverage of sorts that includes shemen. I don't think it means particularly shemen over here. It could be any three items that he specified. So I wouldn't focus so much on the shemen aspect. Okay, we're gonna stop over here.